Eddie Jones Jr. Underscore Productions with an S. Hallelujah, praise God. On whom all blessings flow. And we'll be live. So if you want to call in, man. You can call in. 787-8064-646-787-8064 and press 1 and it'll put you in the queue. Amen. Press 1, it'll put you in the queue. We are live. It is 2 p.m. sharp. You are on The Church. Hallelujah, The Church. Amen. And it is The Sermon with Pastor Eddie Jones Jr. Hallelujah, The Sermon with Pastor Eddie Jones Jr. And the sermon today is about something very important. Number one, it's about temptation. And we are easily sometimes tempted, especially when we're vulnerable. If we're not prayed up and stayed in the mighty name of Jesus, things will become very, very difficult. So we have to stay prayed up. We have to stay vigilant. We have to serve God 100%, not halfway, not sometimes, but all the time. And so, you're at The Sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. And the Word of God is for the people of God. I won't be before you long. I want you to get this word today on December the 31st, which is the last day of 2023. This is the last evening of 2023. And I want you to think about 2023 going into 2024. I don't want you to think about, you know, all the things that have transpired for 2023. What I want you to think about is, how is your walk with God in 2023? And how is your walk with God going to be in 2024? So we're talking about temptation, and we're talking about that man cannot, hey, Brother Kevin, God bless you, man. I'm so glad you're with us. I hope you stay with us the whole, we're only going to be on 50 minutes. But I want you to think about this. You're being tempted by so many different things. I don't care what it might be. It could be alcohol. It could be sex. It could be drugs. It could be food. It could be drinking. It could be a host of things. It could be a lot of things that we can be tempted by. And the devil knows our weaknesses. He knows our weaknesses already. Don't think that the devil is joking. He ain't playing. He is serious. Hey, hey, hey. All right, all right, all right. Evangelist Moni Scott, thank you so much for you two joining us so far. And I see people on. We're also on Instagram. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So you want to reach us on Instagram. We're on Instagram Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram Live. We're also on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Please tag 10 people and let them know we are on right now. And let me just get into it. Our theme is bread is not enough. That's our theme. Bread is not enough. And we'll get into that in just a minute. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our sermon is we need more than material things to live. We need more than material things to live. That's our sermon. And we'll get into it in just a minute. Our scripture is coming from Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Let me paint a picture for you before we read the scripture. Jesus was baptized, and as soon as he was baptized, the heavens of everything opened up to Jesus. But right away, guess who's going to come and give Jesus a hard time and tempt him? Nobody, none other than Satan the devil. Yes, Matthew 4 and 4. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. The devil came to Jesus and said, hey, man, are you Jesus? Well, if you're Jesus, then do this and do that and do that. Prove to me, you know, if you're Jesus, you can, you know, hey, you can jump off this cliff and, you know, hey, you're not going to die. And Jesus boldly told him, hey, devil, get thee behind me. And I just want to share with you right here in Matthew chapter 4, and I want to read it. And then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Verse 2. And then he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Afterwards, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, which is the devil, he said, if you are the Son of Christ, command that these stones become bread. Now, here's our scripture, chapter 4, verse 4. Here's our scripture. It is written, this is Jesus talking to the devil, man shall not live by bread alone, but by his every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're gonna talk about that for a little while. We're going to talk about that for, this is what our sermon is about. Bread, hallelujah. The theme is bread is not enough, because it's not. And then, of course, our scripture and our sermon is we need more than material things to live. Now, how many people that you know right now worship their cars? They worship their tennis shoes. They worship their jewelry. They worship all kinds. Some of people worship other people. I mean, it's good to want to be like somebody else and believe in the positive and, you know, be a good basketball player, a good tennis player, a good, you know, to be like someone. But to worship them? No. God's commandment says, you shall have no other God before me. Amen. Praise God. We should have no other God before me. Hallelujah. So how are you going to worship your tennis shoes, your car, your money, your houses, and worship other people? You got men worshiping women now, and you got women worshiping men. You got women telling guys to bow down. You want to get this, you need to bow down. And I'm not even going to go into all the artists who are doing that now. They're showing you who they're serving. And a lot of it has nothing to do with God. But let's talk about Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, where it says, but he answered, and it was written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Because you have to live by God's word. That's what's going to save you when the devil comes to tempt you. And don't think that the devil will not come to tempt you, because that is his only job that he has, to kill, to destroy, to divide, to conquer over, to steal your soul, to kill your spirit. That is what the devil sets out to do, to hurt you by any means necessary, to break up a marriage, to destroy a relationship between mother and daughter or father and son. It says in the last days that these things would come to be. And this is why we have to pay close attention to man shall not live by bread alone. We have to live by the word of God. We have to live by God's commandments. We need to study to show ourselves approved. And then that way, when a devil comes to us, just like Jesus told him, get thee behind me. Now, I want to go down right up under to verse 5 in Matthew 4 and 4. I want to go to verse 5 in Matthew 4 and 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, and let's go to verse 5. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, and he shall give his angels charge over you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And guess what Jesus said in verse 7? It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Now the devil's going to come to you and he's going to know your weakness, whatever it is, and he's going to tempt you with it. If you say you're 30 days off of heroin or 30 days off of rock cocaine or 30 days off of whatever, marijuana, whatever, all of a sudden he's going to put it all over your face and see what you're going to do. Going to slip back into that old person that you used to be that you're not anymore, because you've been walking with God. You've been talking with God. You've been praying with God. You've been following God. And that's why it's so hard for the devil to tempt you if you're on the right track with God. But if you're not on the right track with God, you will be in trouble, major trouble. including this last day of this year, 2023. A lot of people are going out tonight to party and to have a good time. Don't think that the devil's not going to dress up and go out too. The devil's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil's going out too. He's going to get all dressed up and see how many souls he can steal tonight. And I say that to say this. Let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And it reads, and this is in Moses' time. And he humbled you and let your hunger and fed you with manna. Now, you remember all the people, hey, Sheila Timberlake, God bless you. Welcome, Sheila. You guys remember when Moses freed all the people, when he freed all the slaves, they started acting up. When he went in the mountains to get the Ten Commandments, they done made a golden calf and drinking wine and getting high and having sex and everything. They just went ballistic. And so Matthew 4:4 also pertains to the time when Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, and it reads, and he humbled you and led your hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So you're not going to be able to live by bread alone. You need to live by the Spirit of God. You need to have a good relationship with God, because guess what? We can be tempted by so many things, and that's what the devil's doing right now. That's why Jesus said, you know, to the devil in Matthew, get thee behind me. Your temptation doesn't work on me. Hey, Gloria Majors, praise God. God bless you and your family. I want to send a special prayer out right now. Right now, before this is over, we're going to pray for Gloria Majors. We're going to pray for Sheila Timberlake and her husband. We're going to pray for Moni Scott. We're going to pray for Kevin D. Galis. We're going to pray for Chad. We're going to pray for Elizabeth. And we're going to pray for myself and my wife and my family and everybody out there that's listening. We're going to pray for your family too. But before we do, I want to get a little bit deeper into the sermon. And our sermon is, man cannot live by bread alone. No, material things are not going to do it. If you're tempted by your money to do things that you shouldn't be doing with your money, you need to put that money away. If you're tempted to do things with your car because you got this nice, fabulous car, and you know you can catch all the women with your car, or you can catch all the guys with your car, you are being tempted by the devil to do something that you know you shouldn't be doing. You get a few drinks up in you, and now you're tempted by the devil to go home with this person that you don't even know. You don't know what you're walking into when you get behind that door and lock it. You don't know where you're going. You don't even know who you're with. You just get to feeling good because you had some spirits. That's right, cognac, vodka, gin, those are spirits. And you get to drinking too much or wine. And next thing you know, the next day you're waking up like, what did I do? What happened? Oh, I'm incarcerated. I killed somebody. I hit a kid and killed him. I don't remember that. Well, guess what? Now your life is completely changed because you were tempted to drive while you were under the influence of alcoholic beverages, while you were under the influence of whatever it was, rock, cocaine, ecstasy, heroin, whatever. You know what the latest drugs are, and they're killing people on an all-time high. A lot of our young people are dying now because they don't want to serve God. They don't want to praise God. They want to serve the universe. They want to serve their money. They want to serve. They want to call each other names that they shouldn't be calling each other, treat each other like what? Who knows what. Where is the respect? And what? It says in the last days that the love will cool off, relationship between mother and daughter, father and son, brother and sister, that those relationships will cool off. This is why we need to know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Let's look and see all the wonderful things that God says in his word, because it is written. Even if you look at Luke chapter 4, verse 4, in the Old Testament, it tells you what Jesus spoke in Matthew in the New Testament. It tells you in the Old Testament, and Jesus answered him in Luke 4:4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. I dare you to try it. You can live without, you got to have some food, and you got to have some spiritual food. Now, I'm not talking about bread as in manna. We're not talking about that kind of bread. We're talking about the body of Christ and the cup of salvation. We're talking about the body of Christ and the cup of salvation. And Jesus tells them clearly, when he sits down with them, he tells them, this bread is my body. This wine is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. But still, even after we take communion, we still can't live by bread alone. We need to read his word. We need to study his word. We need to have his word in our hearts. So when they do away with your Bibles, and they will, when they do away with whatever it is that you want to know about Jesus, and they're trying every single day, there's holy wars going on now in Israel. There's wars going on in Ukraine, other holy wars around the world that we don't have any idea about, where if you get caught wearing a cross, they'll kill you. Or if you get caught being a Muslim, they'll kill you. And it's just all over right now. And it's on the news every single day. And it just goes to show you that the devil is tempting a lot of people to do the wrong things. And if you don't have God at the forefront of your life, your marriage, your relationship, your kids, your home, your job, your money, everything, then you're in trouble, and you're subject to be tempted by the devil to do something out of the ordinary, which would be negatively extraordinary for you if the devil can tempt you to do something that you shouldn't be doing, that you know you shouldn't be doing. I'm just going to take one more drink. I'm just going to hit this one more time. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to get off this drug, and you know good and well, nothing can be done by you without God being in the front of whatever it is that you're trying to get out of your life. You need God. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. Listen to me carefully. I am not just talking. I'm giving you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. The word of God is for the people of God. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 reads, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Hear me now, hear me. Everything else is gone. Kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away. Every king, even the king that put the hit on Jesus, he died a horrible death. Okay? He died. All these so-called kings and all this money and all this fabulous stuff, you can't take none of it with you. Kings and kingdoms, they shall all fade away. Amen? And everybody got a date when they're going to leave everything behind. I don't care what it is. I don't care how much of it you got. You cannot take it with you. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Make sure that you are building a foundation with God to be in heaven with our Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. Isaiah 40, chapter 8, one more time. The grass withers. The flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Hallelujah. Now, I want to go back to Matthew chapter 4 and go right here to verse 10. And in verse 10 it reads, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. That's Matthew chapter 4, verse 10, and it reads again. Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. So you can't serve a football team. You can't serve a basketball player. You can't serve your car. You can't serve your money. If you serve another, if a man is serving a woman, and I'm, you know, you, oh, you're the best woman in the whole world. I praise you, woman, so and so. I praise you, man. Well, then you better be careful. That person that you're serving or praising, that might be your worst enemy. A wolf coming in sheep's clothing to tempt you out of every penny you have, to tempt you out of whatever it is you think or they might think you have that you might not even have. So there's a song now called There's No Future in Your Front. Don't front for in front of God. Don't front in front of God. Just be who you are and do the right thing. Amen. Praise God. Don't listen to people who are trying to mislead you or put you in a place where you don't need to be. Amen. Don't let them mislead you. Don't let them trick you into thinking it's all about God when they're just as evil as they come. Be careful out there. There are warlocks and witches now. And if you're not careful, you can be misled because they tell you that it's the universe. God made everything. God made every single thing, including the universe. Our God is Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Our God is Jehovah Jireh, our protector. Our God is Jehovah Nissi. Our God is Yahweh Yahshua, Elohim. God all by himself. Let's get back into the word. We're talking about temptation, and we're talking about not living by bread alone, because some people be like, oh, I can, you know, I'm not tempted by anything. God will find out what it is. Don't ever say never, because God will find out what it is that you can be tempted by and put it right in your face. And you will be tempted at some point. You will be tempted. But when you're tempted, you have to learn how to say no to the devil and tell him what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. He told him, you will only serve God and get thee behind me, devil. You don't have any power or authority over me. Because Jesus was blessed by the best, him, his father. Amen. Let me go to, hallelujah, Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. And as you're looking for it in your Bible, and it reads, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. So if you're self-righteous and all that, God ain't looking for you. God is looking for sinners. And Jesus sent his 12 disciples to go to the sinners and talk to them and tell them, hey, you can't live by bread alone. You need the word of God. You need God's commandments. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I hope I'm touching somebody right now. Look, this is December 31st. And if you have not been walking with God on a regular basis, 2024 is the right time for you to get started. You can get started right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. And don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. If you are wanting to rebuild your relationship with God, this is the perfect opportunity. Don't wait till 2024. Don't wait till 1 minute after 12. Don't wait till the mistletoe and all this other stuff. All that stuff, ain't none of that going to get you into heaven. Somebody tonight is going to go out that house tonight without God on their side, and they're going to have the worst night they ever had. Now, I'm not wishing nothing bad on nobody, but if you don't have God and you're walking with the world and you're doing worldly things and you think that you're all that in the bag of gold chips and you can't be crushed, guess what? A wake-up call will wake you up out of your sleeping and slumbering, thinking that you're all that. Because nobody is all that. No matter who you are, no matter how great you think you are, just take a look around and see what 2023 has done to P. Diddy I don't care, you might get mad at me, but look at what he's going through right now. Look what happened to R. Kelly. Huh? Look what happened to T.D. Jakes. He's being accused of things that are unbelievable. Look what happened to Will Smith. Hey, what's up, granddaughter? What's up, Vaya? How are you? I want to wish you a very, very happy new year. And to all my children, a very happy new year. To all my grandchildren and my great-granddaughter, Trinity, happy new year to you. We're talking about something very important. Two things that are very important. Number one, don't be tempted by the devil. If you ain't talking to God and you just doing what you want to do because you feel like you all that, well, then the devil got a hold of your life, and guess what? He will mess you up so bad and put you in a situation where you end up getting so messed up you don't even realize how you're going to get back. If you're not putting God in front of your life right now, you're in trouble. If you don't pray to God, if you don't talk to God, if you don't read about God, if you don't study about God and you think you're doing it all, you keep saying, I am doing this, me, I'm doing this. I'm making all the shots. Well, guess what? God can make you miss a whole lot of shots. And if you get to thinking you too much, all that in the bag of those chips, he'll put you right on the bench. He'll sit you down and he'll say, come to me when you get ready. When you're ready to come at me to God, I'll bless you to go all the way to the WNBA. I'll bless you to go all the way to the NBA. But first, you got to put God first. And every time I hear football players and basketball players that are pros now, even when I hear Serena, when she before, after the match, when she wins, she says, the first thing she says, I want to thank God. It wasn't me, it was God. And so we need to start putting God first, and then more things will happen better for us. But if we're just in the world and doing whatever we want to do in the world, we smoking weed, we getting high, we drinking. No, God ain't the head of that. That's the devil tempting you to let you think that you're doing better, doing a certain thing that you're doing is not right, and you know it's not right. Well, guess what? That comes, everything comes with a, you got to answer for what you do. You can't do wrong and think that there's no repercussions. Okay? We're also talking about that man cannot live by bread alone. We came out of Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, and Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This is so very important. This is so very important. And if you haven't read Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, you need to put that, open your Bible to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, and read the whole chapter. Because the whole chapter is important. And it's going to help you learn how to not to be tempted by the devil, and also how not to be living by all these other gods that you think you have. Some people, tennis shoes are their god. Oh, I got these $300 tennis shoes, and, you know, if somebody step on them, you're ready to kill them because you worship in your shoes, or you worship in your car, or you worship in your money, or you worship in your whatever, or you worship in another human being. Oh, yeah, I worship so-and-so. I worship the ground they walk on, and they end up slapping you around and abusing you and hitting you and calling you out of your name, but you want to worship them. You want to be with them. And you know they ain't right for you, but you still walking with the devil. You better let go of the devil and release the devil before the devil puts you in a place you don't want to be. That goes for male and female. You know, we have to be equally yoked. We have to make sure that when we're in a relationship, that in our relationship, we cannot live by bread alone. Both parties, the man and the woman, they need to be prayed up in the name of Jesus. Me and my wife, we pray every single day and every single night for everybody in our family, for our friends and our loved ones, and for our life. Because we have to keep God in front of, as me being a leader, a minister, and a pastor for God, I've got to be on the right track all the time. I got to be on the right track. I'm not better than anybody. Yes, I came from the world, but I am not the person that I used to be, and I don't care about what people think about me. I only think of what God thinks of me. I only care about what God thinks of me, because I don't have anybody on the planet Earth to please at all. Nobody. I don't have to please nobody. I don't, you can talk about me. You can call me out of my name. I don't care. I just care about my relationship with God, my walk with God, my peace with God, my joy with God, my understanding with God, and how God has made me a soldier on his battlefield. And I'm going to fight to tell somebody about the goodness of God. I want to hear, when I get to heaven, I want to hear, job well done, my good and faithful servant. Do I like R&B music? Yes, I like R&B music. Do I like to watch a good movie? Yes, I like to watch a good movie. But I'm not going to be holier than thou or holier than thee. I'm going to face the fact that I love God and I want to live the right way so that I can get God's blessings. I know what it's like to get the blessings of the world. And the world, hallelujah, the world is, praise God, the world is not going to take care of you like God will. God said he'll fight your battles. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. But let me tell you something. The devil is always trying to distract you. The devil wants you to live by bread alone. But you can't let the devil put you in a position where you lose sight of God. When you lose sight of God, you've lost sight of everything. So put God first in everything you do. Drop down on your knees and tell God all about it. You know what? You call up somebody and tell them all about what your problem is, guess what they're going to do? They're going to go tell somebody else. By the time it gets around to your friends and associates, it's not even what you said. The devil's having so much fun messing up your reputation and you know, just getting you to do stuff you shouldn't be doing, and you know you shouldn't be doing. Let me go on and move on to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And it reads, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Hallelujah. And we should get that. We should get that. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching. All these scriptures that you probably don't know about, because if you haven't been reading your words, you're not going to know about it. But I suggest you start in the book of Psalms, because the book of Psalms tells you about God and about God's love and how God, you know, Psalms is a wonderful book to start in. Then go into the book of Proverbs, because Proverbs will teach you how to be, how to talk, how to walk, how to eat, how to be a better person for God. But then you must read the book of Matthew, because that's the time when Jesus is telling you what's going to happen and what happened to him, and you need to learn that. And of course, you cannot read the Bible without reading each and every book. You can read the Bible in less than a year, but you got to get an understanding of what you're reading so you can really share with it, talk about it, and relate to it. If you're having a bad time and you've lost people in your life, and it's Christmas time and New Year's Eve and you're feeling down in the dumps, that's the way the devil wants you to feel. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil, because someone passed away, don't let the devil tell you that you're not good for whatever it is. You are good for whatever it is. Hey, Shirley Allen. God bless you, Sister Shirley. God bless you and Eric. And also a big blessing for Chad, and a big blessing for Elizabeth, a blessing for Sheila, a blessing for Gloria Majors and her family, a blessing for Evangelist Monique Scott, Pastor Ramsey, Pastor Wilson, all the ones who are coming back, Pastor Virgil Jones, Bishop Jones, all of y'all, nothing but blessings on top of blessings. And I want to go back to 2 Timothy 3 and 16. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Now, we got to be righteous when we have this word. We can't be like, you know, reproof and for correction, okay? because some people might not know, and that's why we got to tell them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God. Now, I know a lot of people are like, really, I'm not worthy of doing that. You are worthy. The devil will tell you you're not worthy, and the devil will tell you, oh, you ain't going to never accomplish that goal. You're never going to be all that. You're never going to, no, that's the devil trying to stop you from the blessings that God has in store for you. That's why you can't live by bread alone. The bread, hallelujah, the bread. Let me just show you where all the food is. All the food is in the Word of God. All the food you need, spiritual food you need, is in the Word of God. How to live is in the Word of God. How to eat is in the Word of God. How to breathe right, how to act right, how to do right is all in the Word of God. So don't be tricked by the devil, because the devil's trying to trick folks. I want you to know that whatever it is, our God is able, our God is good, our God is great, our God is merciful, our God is a forgiving God. I don't care what you did. When God forgives you, you're washed as white as snow. Amen. May God bless Brother Kevin Galis. God is a loving God. Our God is an all-powerful God. And our God is an all-knowing and all-seeing God. So if you think you're getting away with something, and you know you're practicing bad things that you shouldn't be doing, get right with God. Amen, amen. Sister Sheila Timberlake said, every recipe you need to be able to live a good life, our life that is asked of us, is in the book called the Bible. Hallelujah. Man, you hit the nail right. Sister Sheila Timberlake, you hit the nail right on the head. That is so wonderful and so beautiful. I want to go, hallelujah, to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And it reads, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. So when you come to God, God wants you to come right. He don't worry about, you know, you're approved already. The moment you accept God as your personal Savior, you're already approved. You don't have to prove nothing to God. He already knows everything about you. He knows how the last hair on your head. He knows the day you're going to be born, and he knows the day you're going to die. So I'm going to read that to you one more time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy. I hope you're writing these scriptures down so you can go back and look at them. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. God says you already approved. You don't need to have the gold card, the platinum card, the extra 500 club card, the black Visa gold card. You don't need none of that. Hallelujah. It says in his word, do your best to present yourself to God as one already approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed. You should never be ashamed to tell somebody about God. If you are, you're being tempted by the devil. People are going, oh, I'm shy. No, you're not that shy. Well, you can't tell somebody about the goodness of God. So 2 Timothy 2 and 15, and then I want to go back to the word where it says, a worker who has no need to be ashamed. And it closes with rightly handling the word of truth. I mean, all you got to do is read it right from the Bible. If you can't explain it in your own words, go to the scripture and read it to them right from the Bible. And that's called expository teaching. That's when you read the word right from the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God. God bless Cheryl E. God bless you, Cheryl. And thank you for being a part of our ministry. Thank you, everybody on Facebook at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Thank everybody on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. I want to go to Matthew 24 and 35, because it's not what you say, it's how you say it when you're addressing God and when you're addressing God's people. Because bread is not enough. Man cannot live by bread alone. Which brings me to Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. And I just talked about this earlier. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. God is saying to you that no matter, you know, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but God's word is never going to pass away. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Write that down. Write that down. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And, you know, when I came with Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, and I said to you that in Matthew 4 and 4, and that's why we chose that to be our scripture, man shall not live on bread alone. And Moses told the people that when they were out in the wilderness for 40 years. But in Matthew 4 and 4 it says, but Jesus answered, and he was talking to the devil. The devil, as soon as he got baptized, the devil was trying to tempt him. And that's how it goes. As soon as you get close to God, as soon as you get your relationship right with God, you're in a beautiful relationship with your significant other, and all of a sudden the devil's going to come up and try to tempt you and send somebody to take you away from your relationship or mess you up at your job or mess you up with your kids or mess you up wherever the devil can hit you and make you just buckle over. That's exactly what he's going to do. But it reads in Matthew 4 and 4, and I just want to revitalize this and rehabilitate this and restore this and rejuvenate this in your mind, in your mind. Plant this in your mind. But he answered, and that was Jesus, he answered, telling the devil, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And whatever God says is true, and it's real, and man cannot live by bread alone. God will save you. I bet you can't tell me how many times you've been saved by God. How many times has he stopped a car accident from happening, or you just swerved out of the way, or you left a little bit earlier, a little bit later than you should have, and you avoided something that would have been a life-changing negative experience? How many times has God blessed you out of a situation, whether you were almost two minutes from going to jail, and then God just turned the situation around and said, well, I know your tags are messed up, and I know all this, and you should be going to jail. But I'm going to give you a fix-it ticket so you can fix it. And the next morning you got up and went on to work like a normal day, because had you been incarcerated, you wouldn't have been able to go to work. So you were spared because God gave you favor with that situation. You were so busy praising God that God turned it around for you the way it should be. Now, had you been praising the devil, the police officer would have made you feel and say something that you might not have wanted to say. Next thing you know, you're going, I'm just going to arrest you. I don't like the way you're talking, so I'm going to arrest you. So be careful on December 31st, 2023, going into 2024. Watch where you're going to be at tonight. There's no place like home. There's no place like the church. But just being out in the world, drinking and getting high and think you're doing all that, trying to, you know, get this person or do whatever you want to do with this person or whatever, that is not what God put you here to do. And that's why you need to be very, very careful on December 31st, 2023, going into 2024. You're going to have somebody out there doing drugs tonight that's going to try to get you to do some drugs with them. You're going to have somebody say, oh, I got a joint. And they got it laced with something you don't even know, and you hit it, and you never come back. Or somebody out there drinking, or somebody out there, who knows what, they might be gambling. You might have $1,000 in your pocket, and you walk in there thinking, I'm going to hit the jackpot. And next thing you know, you put $1,000 in there, and you don't even have a dollar left. And you'd be like, devil, you just took all my money, didn't you? And the devil would be like, ha, 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 I got you. And then you run right over to the ATM, and you take out another $1,000. And all you have left is $3,000, and now you done put $2,000 in, you got $1,000 left, and guess what? The devil got you rolling so hard that you roll right back over there and take out the last $1,000. And you still didn't win. What a way to start off your New Year's being broke. You done spent up your whole savings. You know, and I'm just hypothetically using $3,000 as an example. You end up gambling $3,000 away in one night, and then you look around and you don't have nothing, and you're starting off your new year like that. Well, guess what? You've been tempted by the devil, but if you would have been living by the word of God and not living by bread alone, then you wouldn't be in that position. Every day, and I want to just use this example. Hallelujah. Sheila Timberlake said, the devil said, don't blame me for that. Blame yourself. You're the one giving it to me. That's why he left. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The devil is so slick. He is so slick. You'll be married, right? And all of a sudden he throws some guy coming walking up in there with big muscles and everything, looking smiling, looking great, all shaved up. I know you're married, but, can I just get your number? Well, you know the devil's trying to tempt you, and you're married and everything, and then you say, I'm married, and they still trying to get at you. That's the devil trying to take you. Okay, it could go the other way. It could be a woman that comes up in the club. Oh, well, you're a Christian. Why are you at the club? But anyway, everybody that's going out tonight, I'm just telling you, the devil's going to be busy. He's going to be on one tonight. All you got to do is get a little tipsy from your alcohol, get a little tipsy from whatever you do, and here comes the devil. He's going to put this woman in front of you looking like don't worship women and don't worship men. Don't even worship your pastor. Don't even worship the minister. You better not worship the deacon. You better worship God. Y'all don't hear me now. Okay, on a more serious note. And with that serious note, I want to go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. All I'm saying is don't be tempted by the devil. That's what this is all about. And that man or woman cannot live by bread alone. Amen? Don't be tempted by your money. Don't be tempted by your flesh or somebody else's flesh. Don't be tempted by what you see. Because what you see could be a facade. If the devil will paint the best picture in the whole wide world, and then at the last moment, he'll just steal your whole life away in a second. The devil is to seek, devour, kill, divide, and conquer. But as Jesus said in the Word of God, hallelujah, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 10, and I want to get it right here and read it to you nice and loud and clear. The devil is like, well, I will give you, if you fall down and worship me. The devil said, if you fall down and worship me, I'm going to give you everything you want, all the kingdoms and everything else. And then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. So be careful who you're serving. Amen. Be careful whom you are serving on this day, because we can turn around and turn our life around and mess our whole life up trying to serve the devil, and we don't even realize all we have to do is stay on point with God. So as I begin to close out, because it's 2:49 p.m., I want to pray for some people today. I want to pray for everybody who's on our line. I want to pray for the people who are going to see this in the future. And I also want to pray for a young man named Chad. I want to pray for him. I want to pray for Elizabeth, Gloria Majors. I want to pray for my auntie Gloria, my auntie, all my family members, all your family members, everybody on here, no matter who you are. Hey there, Shirley and Eric, God bless you guys. And Sheila Timberlake, you and your husband, and me and my wife. I want to say a prayer before I, let me close the sermon with this. I'm so happy that we had a chance to talk today about temptation. And the devil will find you slipping. He knows if you like to eat food, the devil will put the best food you ever had in front of your face. But in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, it says, be careful who you sit down and eat your food with. That's what it says. You can't eat dinner with everybody. And when they say, oh, come on, I got you. Well, guess what? Now you had dinner and they want you to do something. And all you did was have dinner. No, oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. No, you can eat dinner all by yourself and have a really great time and still get everything you want, whatever you want on your plate. Amen. Be careful who you eat dinner with. Be careful who you walk with. Be careful who you talk with. Be careful who you tell your business. Because if you tell your business to the devil, he's tempting you going, oh, yeah, tell me more, tell me more. And you keep telling that person all your business. Well, a dog that brings a bone carries a bone. Then they bury the bone, and then they dig it back up and take it somewhere else. Amen? If you don't know what I mean, I'll tell you a little bit later. But what I want to get to right now is thank you so much for understanding how important it is to not live by bread alone, but to live by the word of God. I know somebody's been touched. Somebody's been revitalized, rehabilitated, restored, and rejuvenated today, right now, or whoever watches this in the very near future. Congratulations for making it from 2023 going into 2024. Let this be a year of productivity with you and your relationship with God. Let God be your guide. We're living in some trying times, and we haven't even seen the worst of it yet, but we haven't seen the best of it either. If you want to be all that in a bag of gold chips, make sure that you tell somebody about the goodness of God, and God will bless you and give you the strength, the endurance, the knowledge, and the wisdom to be a disciple for God. It's not hard. All you got to do is just make it applicable to your life, and don't just talk about it, but be about it, okay? Heavenly Father, I just ask that you bless everyone on here and all the people that are going to see it in the future, God. First, a special blessing on my wife, my first lady, that I love so very much. Thank you, God, for blessing our marriage and blessing us. Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. Now, I ask that you bless Sheila Timberlake and her husband. I ask that you bless Shirley and Eric. I ask that you bless Chad and Elizabeth. I ask that you bless Auntie Gloria. And I ask that you bless Gloria Majors, Auntie Virginia, and Uncle John. Hallelujah. My sisters and brothers, my uncles, my aunts, my cousins and friends and associates and relations. And all of our family members, everybody that's on Facebook, everybody that's on Instagram that needs a blessing right now, God, please bless them. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word today, Lord. Thank you for making it less of me and more of you. Thank you for moving me back while you stepped up, God, and used me as a vessel to tell somebody about your goodness. Now, Father, may the words that are coming from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, Almighty God, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Moni Scott. God bless you and your family, Evangelist Moni Scott. Thank you for you. You're so dedicated. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want you guys to have a wonderful New Year's Eve. And I am not trying to instill fear into anyone. I am trying to instill you having insight and a sight to know the difference between what is good for you and what is bad for you. And the word of God will always be good for you. But the devil is a tempter. He's a deceiver. He's a murderer and a killer, and he has no sympathy whatsoever. Sister Sheila Timberlake said, have a happy new year to you and your wife and everyone we know in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I know there were some new listeners out there. Thank you, Sheila, for saying that. Thank you, Shirley, and thank you, Chad and Elizabeth, for joining us. And I just want everybody to have a good week, and I want you to have a happy new year. Now, what am I going to do for New Year's Eve? There's no place like home. That's right. I just want to bring the new year in peacefully. I'm going to get on my knees and thank God for each and everything and each and everybody. I'm going to thank God for everything and everybody. And I'm going to pray and tell God thank you, because he's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. We serve an on-time God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. And what a God, what a mighty God we serve. So with that being said, I'm going to close out right now. And I just want to thank everybody for being with us. So first, I'm going to close out on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. And then.